Doofy.
Yeah.
Hey, Doofy, smell my fingers.
What's that?
That's when you know you become a man, Doofy.
Hey, Terry, smell my finger.
Well, what the hell is that?
My ass.
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who smells?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to Uneducated Humor 2014.
Happy New Year!
Got a fucking brand new sweet mic set up, fucking... Brand new episode.
I'm pretty impressed with these mics.
I'm pretty psyched, dude.
I feel pretty badass.
So watch your show still sound like shit.
Heads up, if I sound like if my voice got a little deeper, if I sound like a man now, I'm a little under the weather, so I want to apologize if I start coughing up a lung right now.
Somebody was telling me, they're giving me a compliment. They're like, Chench, she's all, you and Lupe, like, the person that was telling me, like, you and Lupe sound like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And Chench is the one that's like the guy that knows his shit and like it evens you guys out.
I try to steer the ship.
Yeah, because I was like, it could get really stupid and I go, Chench is the one that kind of evens everybody out. Yeah, it kind of calls us on our dumb shit.
That's cool.
So that's some of the feedback I've been getting. Another feedback that I got was I got called a faggot because of my playlist on the last episode.
That sounds accurate.
They're like, you listen to Ace of Base? I was like, yeah. They're like, you're a faggot. And everybody's like, dude, what's up with your fucking playlist? And I was like, hey, man, like, sometimes you just got the need of fucking listening to some Spice Girls,
yeah,
man.
You can't judge them.
Yeah.
Can't judge a gay book by its cover.
Fuck you. I'm pretty sure everybody has a gay song in their thing that they don't speak of.
Yeah, they don't speak about it.
I just have a sack to fucking play it. I have a sack to put my shit out there.
You have a library that's on your phone that's titled Gay Library.
Pretty much. My gay playlist.
Everybody, there's a new year ahead of us. 2013 was good. It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I'm going to start
telling it was short and it was good. It was all right.
I had a very, very, very strange 2013, but it was fucking...
Do you like odds or evens?
What do you mean?
The years.
Are you talking about number-wise?
Yeah, number-wise.
I don't know, dude, because I'm going to have to go odds, dude, because 2013 was fucking great for me, man.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like evens.
I'm
looking forward to this year. 14?
14.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm fucking so excited for this year, dude.
Yeah?
A lot of fucking great stuff coming out, dude.
That's badass.
We may or may not have a returning guest host. Maybe for like an episode or two. And
the Loch Ness Monster might... appear?
Yes, he might make another fucking
fuck that guy.
Fuck him, right? I'm all like, he's like, hey, can I come on and do your show? I was like,
now that we have cool mics, he wants to get back on.
You know what he told me? He was like, not to be a dick or anything. He's like, I seen you guys kind of like coming up now. He's like, kind of excited, I want to come back. I was like, yeah, fuck you.
Fuck that guy,
he's like, that's how I mean. I was like, no, I go, honestly, people are like, have been asking, they're like, what's up with Lupe and all that. I was like. So I told him, and he got all fired up. He's like, somebody asked me? I was like, not really. There you go. I just made it up. So I can get you excited.
Trying to get you excited. Back on. Nobody notices.
Well, if anything, our numbers went up after you left. I'm just saying.
You were kind of bringing us down.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, yeah. You're like a big fat.
Look, I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to get my hopes up if he comes back.
He said, for my fucking birthday, he said he was going to come do an episode with us.
All right.
So, my birthday is in February, so if anybody wants to send me naked pictures or, you know, anything to my...
If you want to send him dick pics, he likes those too.
No, I don't. Send them to arnoldmelly@gmail.com. Titties.
Dicks with titties.
Chicks with dicks. Dude, I sent out a fucking tweet. I'll send this out again, dude. And it was called, I Have a Dick or something like that.
So oh,
did you see it?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yes, I saw that. You're a fucking douche.
Tell people.
It's man, I don't even like thinking about that.
She got a dick? She got a dick?
It's like this fat black girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like in like lingerie or whatever. And
no, it was just a close-up of her face.
Of her face?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. She wasn't wearing a lot of clothes. Mm. And it's just a close-up of her face. And the girl, this black girl, has a really deep voice. And she keeps saying, she got a dick. She got a dick. And every time she says she got a dick, it would be a different frame. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you hit record, pause, record, pause, record, pause. Mm-hmm. She got a dick. And then another frame. She got a dick. Another frame. And then the camera keeps pulling out. And then you see, like, the girl's tits. She got a dick. And then keeps pulling out. And then she's, like, a big, fat black girl. And then she got a dick. And then the next frame, this big, fat black girl has a fucking black...
big old fat dick to swing dick inside
swinging it like a fucking bat left to right. So it was a big, black, fat guy. TS.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was a six-second clip. So it's fast. Like, she got a dick. She got a dick. She got a dick. Bam, she got a dick.
Poor one of our fucking tweeters, I think his name is Jeff Swim, dude. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, why did I just fucking watch that?
And
I was
it's like, terrible, dude. I was like, no.
I have to make sure, like, every now and then I like to see if people are actually paying attention to my tweets.
No, dude. No, I don't even think I saw it on the tweet. I think you sent it to me, asshole. So
you know how many... I sent it to so many people. So many people were like, dude, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I was like, hey, I said the same thing. I was like, why are they showing dick on fucking Vine?
But, I don't know. Why wouldn't they? They show tits on Vine all the time, too.
See, that's another great reason to go follow us on Twitter.
It was fucking ridiculous.
Dude. Chicks with dicks.
No, that new video that's out, the one that I sent you. Okay. The reporter, the guy that is talking about the missing girl.
That guy's a fucking idiot, dude.
This guy, he's probably like Kansas or something. Mm-hmm. And is reporting on this 20-year-old missing girl. And she's an attractive girl, so he's talking about her, and then they cut to him from commercial, and he doesn't know they're live, and he's talking to the cameraman, and he's like, yeah, she's hot, I'll fuck her. What, you don't think you'll fuck her? Yeah, I'll fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do.
What's the name of the clip?
He's like, that's probably what I'll do. If they find her, I'll probably fuck her. And then he's like, and then he's just laughing, and he puts the earbud in his ear, and he's all like, yeah, I'll fuck her. I fuck her right in the pussy. And then they cut to the people in the fucking
hang on, studio. I actually have the clip. Hang on.
Oh, I don't care if she's 20. Hell, I'd fuck her. You can't say you wouldn't fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do when they find her. I'll go and fuck her. Fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize for that.
That's terrible, dude. Right as he said the word pussy, they go to the fucking... they go to the studio, and the reporter's face is priceless. Her jaw's actually dropped, and
yeah.
But, like, I'm not saying that's what all guys say, but he's being funny. He's being funny. He's like, it's a 20-year-old missing girl, right? It's a serious story. She's missing. Uh-huh. He's all like, that's probably what I'd do when they find her. I'll fuck her right in the pussy. I was like, whoa.
By the way, I don't think any guy really talks like that, like... when you say I'm gonna fuck her, you automatically assume you're gonna fuck her in the pussy.
When you're being funny, like not just like me and you hanging out, nah. Mm. But like if I was with the guys, be like, look at that chick, I want a boner right in the butt, you know, like shit like that.
I'm gonna start.
The story being, they ended up finding her.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they found her. She's from like Kansas or something like that. She was in Vegas. So
she probably was getting fucked in her pussy.
She probably was getting banged in her pussy. But they ended up finding the girl, so a little lighter side on the story.
Yeah.
But this guy, poor, you know, I feel like the guy got fired, and
he's famous
now. He'll probably be like a reporter for like fucking Howard Stern or something now.
I mean, he was like, you know, I did get fired, you know.
And it's for the best. When he got fired, now he's going to go work at, like, some raunchy-ass news station or something.
I would have been like, is there any chance of that happening now? I did get fired for that.
That's what I'll do.
That's what when I start talking dirty to girls, I'm just going to be really graphic like that. She's like, what do you want to do? I'm going to fuck you right in your pussy. Put a thumb in your butthole.
Put it right in your mouth.
But yeah.
That was funny, though. And I showed that to other people, and they all have the same reaction. They don't know what to say, dude. They're just like, wow.
Not only that, it's the girl's fucking face was priceless.
Yeah. You guys gotta look it up. It's good.
So, in 2014, hopefully...
fuck girls in the pussy.
We're gonna fuck girls in the pussy.
Oh, right.
And hopefully have our website up, uneducatedhumor.com.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. But man, 2013 was a fucking great year for me. As far as like banging and stuff like that, it did get kind of weird here and there.
Wait, what?
It did get kind of weird here and there.
Okay, was, you could like the no, first wait, time. Wait. Your sex life is your sex life, but you could have said like it wasn't as good. It was a little slow. It picked up. I hit good numbers this year. I went above my average, but you said it got weird.
Yeah. You want to know why it got weird?
Why did it get weird? How does it get weird?
Okay. What ended up happening was, like, I have a strict rule about my job. Don't bang customers. I'm a truck driver, and I interact with people at my job.
Whatever.
And I've always had a strict rule of don't bang customers, because it's going to get fucking weird.
Okay.
So I started talking to this girl. The reason why she started talking to me, it was on fucking PLF, too, by the way. It was, like, at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So she hits me up. She was like, hey, you're the guy from that place that comes over. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was just like, we started bullshitting and talking, getting to know one another. And I was like, well, I'll talk to her. She's no longer a customer of mine, so who cares? So first things first, she fucking, what is it called? Catfished me.
What do you mean?
In the pictures on her.
You've met her before.
I don't really, I see, okay, this is where it got weird, because in her pictures, she looked a lot fucking hotter than I remembered.
So you don't remember her then?
I remember her. I remember this person being a very fat person. Uh-huh. But in her pictures, she was like the skinny fucking...
They're like, oh, this bitch lost weight.
No, I didn't make the connection. That was actually her. But then she was like, I walked to you. Like, I interacted with you at this job. And it's a very specific job. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I won't even remember interacting with one girl.
I remember a fat girl helping me. I remember a fat girl.
So, and I even told her... And like, I didn't put it that way. I was like, I remember a girl helping me out. In my head, I was like, that girl was fucking fat.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, dude. So we went on a date, dude, and she showed up looking like a fucking fat baked potato.
was she at least a pretty fat baked potato?
She was pretty, but she wore a lot of makeup. Uh-huh. I was wearing a white shirt that day. She mm-hmm. leaned in for a hug, and she got my shit all fucking dirty. And I was like, fuck. And I was just like, I remember just being so fucking bummed out. But she was like a cool person, so we actually talked and got to know each other and everything.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Because you're like, she ended up being a cool person hanging out.
She was like a cool fat girl person.
You're a dick. Just fucking say it.
Okay, no. Her again. I'm saying she's fat, but she wasn't fat. She was just a lot. She was fat. She was stupid. Fat. A dick. So, yeah.
No, wait, so that's weird. That, no. Did you have sex with her? You said your sex life got
Yeah.
weird. So did you have sex with her?
Yeah. I'm not proud of that, but yeah. See, this is what happened.
Dude, you're stupid. I didn't think you were going to say yeah.
Yeah, I banged her.
Wait, you're talking shit about her and you still banged her?
There's a reason why I banged her, though. It was an anger bang.
No, wait.
It was an anger bang.
You're over here fucking like big fat ugly potato, blah, 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 blah. fucking makeup all over my shirt. She ended up being a cool person. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, this guy's bragging on this girl that he didn't bang. And then you banged her.
Yeah, I banged her.
So you're telling me you fuck big, fat, ugly, fat...
No, she was pretty in the face. She was pretty.
Oh, now she's pretty.
She was just...
Now
she's
fucking
pretty. She had a body like a fucking baked potato.
Now she's pretty.
She was pretty.
You're fucking stupid.
Pretty ugly.
Decide if you're fucking going to hate the girl that's ugly or not.
It was a hate bang. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a hate bang.
Explain what a hate bang is.
Because we had talked for like maybe like 5 months. And she didn't... She told me that she didn't have a boyfriend.
Oh, you were texting back and forth for 5 months until you met her?
No, we were calling. We were.
Had you met her yet, though?
No. She kept fucking avoiding me. And I was like, why?
Trying to lose weight.
Huh? I guess.
Trying to go to the gym.
And she was like, yeah, I don't have a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. So I actually started to like her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one day she calls me out of nowhere. She was like, yeah, I actually do have a boyfriend. I was like, you fucking bitch. You played with me. Now I'm going to fucking play you.
Mm-hmm.
So... We hung out and everything. In my mind, like, I was already set, like, I'm going to fucking bang her. Mm-hmm. And then when I seen her, I was like, I guess I'm still going to bang her. So I banged her and then stopped talking to her. And then the very next day, after I banged her, I ended up having her as my customer.
Oh, shit.
So she just looked at me
like... You got
like,
that job again?
Yeah. Yep. Damn. She, like, and I broke it off the night before. I was just like, yeah, you know what? I go... Because she got a little weird. I was like, you're fucking delusional. Mm-hmm. And then she told me that I have mommy and daddy issues. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ended on a sour note. Very next day, we fucking bump into each other at work. And that's why I don't fuck people at work no more. It got really awkward.
I don't even think that's an issue. I think it's the whole thing, you not wanting to bang and then you still banged at the end.
Because it was just like, fuck you, you're going to play with me, I'm going to fucking play you now.
You're terrible, bro.
It had backfired
in my face. So that's getting weird?
It was weird.
That's it getting rough.
Because she probably was telling her coworkers to have a little dick and shit, which is not true, by the way.
Not true.
It's like...
You got a piece on you?
I don't know. Some girl, I mean, I've been told.
You're supposed to
say yes. I've been told.
You're supposed to be like, yes, look, I got a piece on me.
The one thing that always makes me feel weird is when you compliment my dick.
Not a very
good
piece, but it's a piece.
It's a piece. It's, you know, I flash it from time to time.
A little 22. It goes bang, bang, bang.
I'll tell you this, though. What made me feel like a fucking the Mac Daddy this year was I actually got to bang my 10.
Oh, yeah. You remember what you told me.
So... Before, like, she hits me up out of nowhere, like, hey, let's hang out and all that. So, I was like, cool, like, I'm gonna be prepared anyways. Like, I'm just gonna do my pre-ritual of going in on a date and shit like that, you know. Wash my front, my back, and then, you know, wash all the dirty parts.
The car wash?
Yeah, wash all the dirty parts and shit. And, you know, spray it with cologne, you know. Just get such Buddha head down there.
Four pumps of of cologne on your junk.
What do you call it? Jorge Armani?
Jorge Armani.
So I did my whole little pre-ritual thing of like, when I think I'm going to crush a mass, I do my little pre-ritual thing. Instead of like doing like the whole like shadow boxing, I do my fucking shadow humping with my, you know, Eye of the Tiger in the background. So I'm standing in front of the mirror doing my fucking...
You're making that with your pillow?
Yeah, and I'm like fucking riding it, banging
fucking
it.
The shit out of your pillow?
Just like fucking shadow humping and shit. Do my cock push-ups.
Do pile drivers in your pillow?
Fucking hitting the meat.
You crushing the ribs? Stupid ass.
So, man, dude, like...
So you're getting hyped. You're getting ready for your 10.
Yeah, I was like, just in case it does happen, this is my pre-ritual. And everybody has a fucking pre-ritual. Do you beat your meat before you go on a date?
I try to unload the gun.
You have to, dude.
I try to.
Unless you know, like...
Yeah, but then, see, I don't know.
See...
Because sometimes I feel if you unload the gun, you lose a little bit of that edge.
You do, because sometimes, like, you're ready to go again, it's not that, as fucking
impressive. You lose
impressive.
That edge, dude. Yeah. It's like, you want to be sharp.
You know what I usually do if I come too fast? But damn, you were just that good. And in reality, I was just that pathetic.
That's a good way of like disguising it. You're like, wow, you're like, so fucking
high. Oh, you're so fucking high, baby. Come so fast.
I just want to come.
She's like, really? Like,
this next one? Ooh, this next one.
Ooh, give me 5 minutes in a juice box. Nah. It usually takes me like a half hour to get it back.
You lose that edge, though.
Yeah. There's, yeah.
It's hard to, like, I don't know. For me, I'm like, punch him in the head. No!
Don't touch my dick! Dude, that's the one thing I always get worried about. I was like, don't touch my dick after I come. Because he gets really pathetic down there.
Give me 20 minutes.
So give me 20 minutes.
Okay, 15.
Huh?
Okay, 15.
Well, just make it a half hour. You know what? I'll call you tomorrow.
Just don't look at me.
Yeah, I get really weird, dude. My dick is the size of a fucking thumb when it's not
don't
fucking...
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Turn the other way.
Stop.
I'm going to go to the restroom. You're just looking at your dick. Really?
You're like,
this is what it's coming down to? It's a 10, bro. This ain't no 6. This ain't no 5. It's a 10. Get their shit together.
It's like,
your dick's out of breath. Hey, man, you try doing what I'm trying to do.
Why don't you just go down on her for like 5 minutes, maybe?
I'll be ready back there. Ears, bro. Your dick squinting. Hey, man, you try to do this.
So she shows up, and in my head, dude, I'm like, this is my fucking 10. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to fucking knock it out. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Okay.
I fucking handled it like a champ. And I did the fucking, to me, this is something I've always wanted to do, was take a straight up shot off a girl's belly button.
Okay.
Of Jack Daniels.
Okay.
And I did it.
All right.
After she spilled half of it on my fucking bed.
Okay.
And the thing was, the funny thing is, because like in my room,
I thought you were going to say like you nutted on her stomach.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you say a shot in the stomach.
No, it was just a shot of whiskey.
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing was, like, she saw the mics and she got nervous. She was like, you're not recording this, are you? And I was like, no. And I totally was. Actually, I have a thing here. Hang on.
So you have the audio of what happened?
Yeah, she doesn't know this, but I actually did record us having sex.
I'm gonna get a freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and the sad part about it is that, that kind of sounds like what, I like what I'm like actually having sex.
We should use the one from the Step Brothers when they're in the, when the girl takes the guy in the restroom.
Oh, stay golden, pony boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I want you inside of me. I want you finish inside. Finish
Something's inside. Happening.
And then she fucking picks her leg up over the urinal and pisses.
What's the fastest you ever came?
Oh, man, fast.
Really? Like, how fast?
Really fast.
Yeah?
Pretty fast.
Mine was, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 pumps. And honestly,
maybe it had... not that fast, but right around there.
Honestly, and it had nothing to do with the girl being hot. It was just, like, I was anticipating it all night, and I was just like, ooh, yeah, and then I came too fast. And she was just like, I'm gonna go now.
Yeah, you feel pretty pathetic. You're like, man...
But during
they're really like, man, I fucking ruined it.
Yeah. And then I was like, damn.
And then you're like, I should have unloaded the gun.
Yeah. There was a time they really regret like, not unloading the gun.
Damn it. I should jerk off more often.
Like, okay, after you, like, you've had those, one night stands where you've gone specifically to go fuck somebody, right? Mm-hmm. What do you do after you came? Like, do you get dressed and just leave? Or?
It depends, though, because I've had it where. It's been like a booty call, like a straight up fucking after 2 a.m. type of shit, and I just want to get out of there. It's just like, cause it's just a booty call. It's not like,
dude,
it's not somebody I want to like do anything else with.
There's certain girls that would come and would never fucking get the hint that I want them to leave.
See, so that's what the do you thing, think? Though, you etiquette? Had them come to your house.
Yeah,
that's I've never had anybody come over. I've always. Either met up at somebody's or fucking met up somewhere.
Oh, because to me, like...
If you had... that, I think that's why I've never came across that. Because I've never had this obstacle where you're like... Uh-huh. You can't leave the room because it's your room.
Yeah.
You get me? I've always been like, all right, let's get out of here. Like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna get dropped off. And then I'm gonna see you in a few months. Yeah. Or some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're like... You start stretching. Alright, I'm gonna go to sleep now.
I'll tell you the most pathetic thing I've ever done to try to get a girl to leave.
You fucking took a shit on her head.
No, what?
I don't know. You said pathetic. That's pretty pathetic.
I went to the restroom and pretended to throw up so she would leave. Like, I was literally getting cups of water and pouring it down.
How was I gonna get a girl to leave? She would probably be
worried. Because they're like, oh, fuck, he's sick. Like, I don't wanna hang around for that.
No, but she would want to make sure you're okay, and then...
Yeah, that's what she did, and I was like... And then, to be a dick, I tried to kiss her in the mouth, just so she can be like, oh, no,
and she
no.
still kissed you?
Yeah.
You're fucking stupid. That's going to make her worry about you and make sure you're okay.
I was like... I even
you
told
just
her, I was
banged
like,
her. She wants to make sure you're not going to die.
Yeah. I was like, I'm really sick. Maybe
just do the diarrhea thing. Like, I really have bad diarrhea.
I should have told her double trouble, huh? Coming out
No,
of
that would have been too much. She would have been, like, scared.
Yeah.
Try to make sure you're okay.
It was this one, she was just like, oh, are you okay? I was like, can you leave? Fuck. I asked her flat out. I was like, just can you leave? Because I'm not feeling good. I'd rather you just take off. Mm-hmm. So she finally took off.
That sounds a lot better. Like, hey, I feel really sick and I don't want you to see me this way. You know?
Yeah, I didn't.
Something like that.
I didn't even tell her. I was like, I just need you to leave.
Can you
now.
Fucking leave? I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm throwing up. I'll throw up on you. I don't give a fuck.
An asshole.
Yeah.
That so, yeah. That's a way. That's your most pathetic way of getting rid of somebody, I guess.
Yeah. So that was my highlight of 2013.
Banging the 10?
Yeah, banging my 10.
And pretending to throw up on another girl?
No, that was like in 2011, I don't know, like a couple years ago.
Fuck it, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, so my 10 said I knocked it out and I felt like the fucking man, dude. After that, just walking around.
I gotta get my 10, bro.
You know what's part of my pre-ritual fucking bang? Mm. Is I like to get the aroma of dick in the room.
So you like jerking off?
No. So I just whip my weenie out and just like whip it around.
The helicopter?
I get a little bit of my penis residue, rub it up right here. Like
get the pheromones or the...
She's like,
smells like testosterone in here.
But yeah. She's like, smells like dick in here. I was like, I know. It's like right here. Do the little dab, hot girls do the little dabs behind the ear. My fucking penis.
You do a dab on her face so she can smell me.
She's like, wait, why does your face smell like dick?
That's disgusting.
Like, shut up, baby. Don't ask questions.
Don't fucking ruin the moment.
Well, won't you just lay back and let the good times roll?
Yeah. Just let it happen. Don't question
them. Well, don't be that girl that asks too many questions. Why do I smell like dick? Just worry about why do you smell like dick.
Maybe I don't like taking showers.
Well, just worry about why you smell like dick in the morning. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool, dude. Well, so do you expect 14 to be just as weird as you say? As you said?
I plan to get weird this year. I plan to get really weird. Sucking my toes.
Let's
and everything.
Get weird.
I'm down to get weird. Speaking of weird.
What?
Have you been getting any feedback yourself about the show?
About the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been getting better.
That's it?
Yeah, it's getting better. They like it and just keep doing it. Groups of people are listening to it. That's it. Like, oh, I got such and such listening to it. My boss, he says he stumbled upon it. He was looking at podcasts, local podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And he says he found it on Podomatic. I'm pretty sure somebody told him, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he listens to it. And I even showed you this text conversation I had with him. Mm-hmm. He's like, I listened to about 6 hours of your podcast.
That's fucking dope.
And, but, he tells me, because he always calls me a hater. He's like, you're such a hater.
Everybody calls you a hater.
He's like, you're such a hater. You always hate on everything I say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I don't get hurt about it, you know, because I know it's all in fun. But he tells me, this is what he texts me. I'm glad to see that you're a hater in all aspects of life. I guess he was thinking I was just a hater with him.
Yeah.
But he's on, no, you're a hater with everybody. So I understand you a little better now.
And it's not like you're doing it just to be a dick. Like, sometimes it's fucking funny. Yeah. Like, I'll like come to you like, hey, Chen, blah, blah, blah. Like, and you just fucking totally crap on my sunshine.
Yeah. Captain Buzzkill.
Yeah.
I always ruin the moment.
It's fucking funny. Sometimes
but
it's funny.
Sometimes it's fucked up. Sometimes it's funny. But I'm consistent on my hate.
Asshole.
So I was like, cool. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to play it in front of people. I'm like, don't worry, man. I've been in plenty of uncomfortable situations where I've had to hear the stupid shit that I say in front of people that I probably would never think they would hear me saying these things.
Oh, man.
So
on Facebook, I'm the fucking nicest guy ever.
Mm-hmm.
And people, for some reason...
Oh, yeah, your family on Facebook think you're a saint, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody thinks I'm a saint. I'm fucking Saint Arnold. Look at me doing volunteer work.
You're a saint that always gets dick downed.
Why would I get dick down? I'm dicking people down. But the funny thing was, like, I did get some attention from some girls that I never thought I would get attention from.
Okay.
And because I think some girls were just like, I didn't think you had it in you. And it always pissed me off. I was like, I'm only a nice guy with certain people because I thought that was the thing to do. Like, you just be a nice guy.
Well, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. But, like, the thing that pisses me off is girls automatically think that just because this guy's nice, he won't dick me down. And it's the total opposite.
I will dick you down.
I will dick you down. And I will dick you up pretty good.
You're stupid, dude.
But, yeah, like this one girl was telling me, like, oh, you're such a nice guy. I was like, yeah. I go, thank you. And she was like, oh, like, and then she was kind of getting insulting because she was just like, she made it seem like I didn't have a pair of balls on
you're
me.
You're like, I didn't know you were such a big piece of shit.
No, like, it actually intrigued her. She was just like, so maybe this guy does have a fucking sack.
This guy's a scumbag. I like him.
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's how girls are wired, dude. They're stupid.
I'll tell you this one thing. This girl that I was talking to, it was like at the beginning of the year. And she was just like, I always try to come off as a nice guy. Because at the time I was actually trying to be a nice guy. Like, I was trying to like drop my scumbag ways.
Yeah.
And fucking paid no attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she went on a date with me and everything. And I was being a gentleman, bought her fucking flowers and all that good shit. I was being a straight up gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my show. And all of a sudden wants to come to my house and hang out. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And she just asked me like a ton of questions, like, how many people have you slept with? And I was like, I'll never fucking tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something you don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dumbass. Don't be a stupid bitch. Don't ask that.
Yeah, I don't want to know how many people you slept with.
Yeah. You're, I was like, I kind of do.
Why are you asking me for?
Yeah. Nobody wants to know their fucking number. Nobody wants to know what number they are.
Doesn't matter what the number could be, 1,000 or 1. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What if it's 1,000? I guess it does matter.
Yeah.
It's terrible, dude. I don't know, but that's a dilemma. I'm on. We're a little too old for that now, so we probably won't come across that anymore. But
fuck no, dude. Nowadays, you're coming across girls that have like fucking 5 kids from like 4 different baby daddies. I actually did come across a girl like that. She had like 3 kids mm-hmm. and like 3 different baby daddies, and I was like, "Girl, like, use a condom. Yeah. Stop."
You know what I've noticed? Maybe girls that are young like that, they get knocked up, they fuck up. But I really don't see that many guys that are, like, fucking up like that when they're young. Like, they'll get a girl pregnant here and there by accident, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example, this weekend, I just came back from Vegas, and I was on a bachelor party. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys at the party was 19. He was a fucking really young guy.
Dude. He wasn't the guy getting married, was he?
No, he wasn't the guy getting married, but he was like a cousin. The relative is one of the guys, right? And he had his brother's ID, so he was able to get into, like, he was able to do everything that we're doing, and he's 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm being the hater, I'm like, bro, I can't fucking believe you're doing all this shit and you're 19. I'm all, bro, when I was 19, I would never even imagine doing all the stuff that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking guy was doing, like, everything under the sun, dude. He was doing all kinds of stuff, man, that he wasn't supposed to be doing at any age.
What was he doing?
He's just doing a lot of bad shit, dude. A lot of fucking narcotics and shit.
Was he all coked out banging hookers?
He was doing so much stuff. Not just one thing, not just two, not just three, not just four. He's doing a lot of stuff.
See, this guy had
fun, bro. The last night, the morning when we all left really early that day.
Uh-huh.
I, on the way out, I had my bags, I'm walking down. I go to the guy's room, pick up one last thing. I'm like, yo, where's little dude at? And I don't see him. I'm like, where the fuck is he? And they point over. He fucking fell asleep on the table, like, with his head in his fucking fist.
He's
like, and I'm all like, see, that's how you do Vegas, bro.
Right?
Yeah. So, like, I'm like, this fucking guy is 19, and he's already maxed out for Vegas. I can just imagine what's going to happen. We're supposed to go back in 2 more years when he turns 21.
Yeah?
I don't know what the fuck's going to happen then. The kid's probably going to kill himself.
Can you hang now? Like, can you get fucked up? Can you actually hang now?
I can hang, like a night or two, but I can't do, like, 4 or 5 nights. Mm. I've gone to Vegas for, like, 4 or 5 nights, and by the 3rd night, I'm like, I want to go home.
Mm.
It's just too much partying.
Yeah.
Your body. Dude, it's funny. When I go to Vegas, I lose weight.
Yeah.
Because I'm just fucking...
Hydrated off of alcohol.
Yeah, just fucking my body's all fucked up, sleep deprived, mm-hmm. not eating right, eating very little, or eating junk.
Yeah.
And then just dehydrated the whole time. It's fun, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is.
Real fun.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to enjoy Vegas like that in a very long time.
Yeah. That's why I sound like this.
But I have a feeling we are going to be able to enjoy Vegas like that coming up soon.
April?
In April.
Yeah.
April 26th.
Let's do it. I'm down, dude.
All Radio X is going to host like a meet and greet for all the podcasters. Well, it's going to be the 2 main shows that are going to host it, which is Beyond the 140
mm-hmm.
and the beautiful fucking ladies of the broadcast. I'm actually excited to go meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to host something there. I think they're going to do shows from there. And then after that, we're just going to get fucked up and interact.
I'm down.
We're going to have, like, maybe, like, 1 or 2 listeners there. My fuck mom and someone else.
Even if it's all the people that do the podcast, that's it. Nobody else. That's dope.
I'm excited to go just shoot the shit with everybody.
I just want to go to Vegas, bro. Any excuse is a good excuse.
Look it. For listeners that are fucking anywhere close to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
it's $20. Get your fucking entrance, and you get... It's an open bar, food, and then entertainment. And then you get to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting us is, like, worth the $20. Give me $20 and you can meet me.
Look, I'm not much to look at, but really, you don't want to see Arnold's face. Yeah. And then you'll put a face to all that weird shit he talks about.
They're like, this fucking fat motherfucker is talking about banging chicks. I'm surprised anybody bangs him.
Yeah, he looks like he gets his ass played with.
By his dog.
That's gross. Yeah. And then, look, I even think there's a higher chance that Lupe goes to that then recording with us again.
That's his birthday, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I'm all like, he probably won't record with us again, but he will go to that, though.
I don't think he'll go, but he said he was going to go. I don't think he's going to go, but...
I think he is.
You think so?
I think so. You think... If he takes his plus one, I think he'll go.
I told him to take his father-in-law.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, dude. If he
could get his father-in-law to go... Dude, if he could get his father-in-law to go, it'll be so much cooler.
And his father-in-law actually listens to our show.
Fuck it. We're going to get...
What's up, Steve?
We're going to get Steve shit-faced. I will protect you from Arnold getting gay on you.
I don't know.
It's going to take a little... Dude, but we need to get... If we get
Steve is the fucking man, dude.
Steve comes off as a really cool dude. I've never actually hung out with him. You have.
But I want to
hang out with him.
Steve, to me, is like the fucking dude that I want to be when I get to his age. He's like the fucking coolest dude ever. Mm-hmm. Super laid back. When I heard that he had listened to our show, I was like, oh, man, he's going to look at us like fucking pieces of shit. You know what I mean?
Whatever. He probably already does. But if we could get him to come with Lupe, we're going to get both of them shit-faced. I don't think they've hung out and been really shit-faced.
Yes, they have.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Without his daughter there?
I don't know. According to Lupe, yeah. Steve hit me up. He was like, dude, maybe that wasn't Steve. Well, I don't think he ever hit me up. But yeah, they had hit me up. He was like, oh, I wanted to have shots with you and all that. I was like, fuck yeah, Steve, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never
called me. Maybe it's not him. What if you're not talking about him right now?
I think it was Lupe. Never mind. I think Lupe was being nice, but yeah, Steve totally asked about you.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, sure.
More gay now.
He wants to keep him to himself.
What, does Steve ask about me?
I don't know, dude, but Lupe talks well about him, and he... I'm like, oh well, we should hang out, like, yeah. I don't know. But first we need to hang out with Lupe before he can bring his father.
Like you said, it's like the fucking Loch Ness monster. He comes out of hiding every so often.
It's worse than Bigfoot, dude.
His daughter is my goddaughter, and I see her just as much as I see Lupe, like once in a fucking blue moon.
He's terrible, dude. Talk about a one-sided conversation. It's a whole lot of me talking to him.
Tell everybody how you get a hold of him.
Fuck that. How do I get a hold of him?
Yeah. Sports. How do you get him to interact with you?
Sports. I need to tell him something related to sports. If I'm like, hey, dude, I got a free pizza. I'm going to drop it off at your house. He won't hit me up. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like, hey, the 49ers are losing. What the fuck? No way. Asshole.
Yeah. But April 26th, fucking Las Vegas. $20 buys your entrance. Come and hang out with us. Get fucked up. This is what I say. If anything, you spend $20 on an open bar, get shit faced with us and walk the fucking strip.
Or just get shit faced and don't talk to us.
Yeah. I'm an antisocial anyways, but don't talk to me. And we'll say what's up with me, take a picture with me, so I can put it on Instagram.
Hey, yeah, you guys, are you two from Uneducated Humor? Yeah. And then just put a big thumbs down and go.
They don't even have to ask. I'm going to be rocking my Uneducated Humor shirt. I'm like, it's me.
Don't be that guy, bro.
I wouldn't be that guy.
Don't be that guy that wears a band shirt to their concert.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull the, don't you know who I am?
I don't know you.
Girl, you just look like some fat ass Mexican in fucking Vegas.
Who are you?
It's me, Arnold.
There's like 1,000 of you here.
I'm the butt pleasure guy. They're like, what, are you going to pleasure my butthole? I'm like, no.
I'll be dope, dude. We got to stay at a nice hotel, though. I just stayed at a shitty hotel this weekend. Wasn't that cool.
Where'd you stay at?
Excalibur.
My sister got married there.
Like I said, a shitty ass fucking
hotel. It was a shitty wedding.
Shitty ass hotel. Dude. Look, if you're bumming it and you're broke, Excalibur is dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shit. But if you could spring a little bit extra, stay at the Venetian, Planet Hollywood, I say do it.
To me, honestly, like it
there's nothing wrong with the Excalibur.
Like, to me, like, it only matters what place you're staying at if, like, you're trying to get, like, a classy broad to go bang. But if you're going down to Vegas to get a fucking flea bag, any room will do.
Yeah, the girls, the cheaper the hotel, the easier the girls. The more expensive the hotel, the more expensive the girls are going to be. It's like badass.
I like little grungy places. I like to pick up in grungy places.
Like bars, like fucking Diablo or fucking...
Anywhere like where they play like a good music and I don't have to worry about looking cool.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Places like those.
I like little hole-in-the-wall places.
Well... There's bars everywhere, dude, but...
I like picking up at a bar because the girl's already drunk and I'm already handsome. Just walk in.
You're fucking stupid. Did you just say I'm already handsome?
Well, yeah, because they're drunk and they're like, oh, this motherfucker looks like a like fire.
Oh, this guy looks like a dinosaur. Let me talk to him.
Fuck you. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with the newsflash.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Uneducated humor? More like uneducated shitheads.
Oh, I bet on the internet these guys are a couple little fuckholes.
Newsflash, you stupid cocks!
Time for the fucking newsflash.
Time for the newsflash.
Before we get started, I want to kind of just touch on a trend that somebody just sent me right now.
Oh.
I guess girls are either having their areolas shaped into hearts and shit. Have you heard of this?
No, but it sounds dumb.
It sounds really stupid, right?
Yeah, why would you ruin it?
Here, let me show you.
Can you show me your areolas?
I got it to look like a fucking Hershey kiss. So this is, I guess this is a new trend now. I guess girls are shaping their areolas into like hearts and shit.
That's stupid.
Right?
Yeah. They're not even shaping them. It's like they're tattooing the two arches and the tip around their areolas.
Look at. I guess that's a trend.
That's dumb.
Look, if you have big fucking pepperonis or fucking bolognese, like, how, what do you even shape that into?
Whatever. If you have big fucking areolas, that's, there's nothing you can do about it. What the fuck?
I seriously, like, my biggest turnoff is when girls tamper with their bodies. I fucking hate it.
Well, like anything cosmetic and shit, I get it.
Yeah, like fucking injections in their lips and shit like that. Shaping your fucking nipples into hearts.
It does look weird.
It's kind of cute though. You see hearts, yeah, like, oh, that's kind of cute. But I wouldn't want that. I was like,
but really, good. That's not necessary.
Yeah.
You don't really have to do that. Why are you worried about your nipples?
Yeah.
Come on.
Unless they're like big pepperonis.
Unless they're like.
Unless they're big, there's dark, growth ugly. On
there. There's like some sort of growth that you want to remove, then I get it.
Dude, I've seen like pretty girls that had just disgusting nipples, dude. And I was like, I have pretty titties in that.
I thought you say nipples, just titties.
Nipples,
my titties are way nicer.
I was like, look at this. You wish you could have these.
Look at them. Look at them.
And then I make her awkwardly suck my nipples. Like, suck my titties.
You wish you had this. You are pretty busty. I'm not going to lie. You are pretty busty.
My milkshake does bring all the girls to the yard.
Fuck, that's gross. I don't know how we can continue on, but. This is the newsflash section.
Mm-hmm.
I came across a story that, and I brought it up to your attention. And you said you've seen it before.
Which one is
it? It's the new age, like new age, street crime, like how crime, you know, people getting their phones stolen nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And nowadays, people are having more and more important shit on their phones, right?
Your world is your phone.
Your world's in your pocket. So this happened in China, and this guy's name isn't significant, but he's a big honcho at like a bottle company, like different type of beverages.
Is his name Ping?
But his name what?
Is his name Ping?
Ping what? He needs
Ping Wong.
Ping Wong. Ping Pong. Name Ping Pong. Whatever. That's not cool. So he's a honcho at this beverage company that does different type of bottling for different companies, and he caught a cab over there. I guess in cities that have a lot of use a lot of public transportation, you can share a cab.
Yeah.
With like a stranger, like, oh, where are you going? Oh,
yeah, like New York.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So this guy shared a cab with somebody. I guess it's not that important if you're sharing a cab with a guy, and for some reason. He forgot his phone on the cab, or the guy that got off took his iPhone from him.
Snatched it, yeah.
He snatched, so he got his iPhone stolen. So he had very important emails, he had very important attachments and contacts, and he was super paranoid. So he kept emailing and texting his phone and telling the guy, like, hey, I have some really important contacts that I.
So he was just taking a shot in the dark. Maybe somebody found
his shit. It's like $1 million transactions. I need these contacts. I will pay you so much money just to get me my phone back or get me my contacts. That's all I want, my contacts, this and that, this and that. Please, I beg you, I will give you so much money. Please, I need it, whatever, right?
Right.
So this guy is desperately texting him and this and that. So several days later, this guy in the mail receives a list of his contacts, apparently about 11 pages worth of contacts in the mail.
No fucking way.
So this guy, the guy that stole this phone, sent him everything he needed in the mail.
He's a fucking courteous fucking thief.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, if someone took my phone, I would be really upset because, A, I got a lot of, like, personal dick pics.
Okay.
Like, they're really nice ones. So I'm like, can at least send me my dick pics to me? I need to send them to
girls. Ones? You decide which ones are the good ones.
Well, which one do you think is the prettiest? And then send it to me.
Fucking stupid. So yeah, man, that's how bad it's getting that fucking people are
well, kudos to that guy. At least he like was courteous enough to send him his contacts.
Yeah. But that's crazy though, like you still run the risk of like getting caught, you know, stealing and shit.
That actually you know what, like I haven't gonna sound like such a shithead, but that actually did happen.
What happened?
I found a phone at in the Yoshinoya restroom and I was on the phone and like I was like, fuck it, it was a cool phone, like I kept it. And they started texting the phone like, hey, whoever has my phone, can you please return it and blah blah blah. And I seen the, like, I kind of had a feeling whose phone it was because then I looked at the pictures and I was looking for dirty pictures.
Oh yeah, that's the first thing you do.
And then I got upset because I was like, there's no dirty pictures. Oh,
it's a fucking hot girl and
so I texted the person back and I was just like, yeah, I have your phone and blah blah blah. And I was like, I had no intentions on returning the phone. And I was like, there's all the dirty pictures.
You text them? Yes. And what did they say?
They're like, I have pictures of my kid in there, man. I'm like, can you please this? So I was like, I felt bad. So I fucking took the SIM card out and I kept the phone.
You're fucking stupid. I thought you were going to say you left
the phone. Asshole.
No. I thought you said you were going to leave. I thought you were going to say like, oh, I left the phone. Like,
no, I kept it. I ended up giving it away. I think I gave it away as a birthday present.
You're terrible. Yeah. And you gave it away as a birthday gift?
Yeah. I was a shithead back then. Sorry.
How long ago was this?
Oh, shit. Like my early 20s. I think I may have given it to my wife.
Hey, baby.
Wait, baby, I love you.
There's no dick pics on this phone.
She said, why is there scratches on it?
I checked already.
Nah, she didn't want to see my dick. She was a bitch about it. Anytime she did see my dick, she would get upset. She'd be like, why are you showing me your dick? I was like, Because
you're my fucking wife. What do you mean, why?
Give it a kiss.
All right. So, next story. You actually brought this one up to me. In the state of Oregon, there's this meth head who got into a little scrap with cops. So, this guy had a heavy weekend of binging, right?
What was he binging on?
Meth.
Mm.
Breaking Bad shit.
Uh-huh.
Getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, apparently, he either says he blacked out or he doesn't remember or he's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He gets so high, he locks himself out of the house.
By the way, I don't know the details of the story. I just saw the headlines and I just shot it to you. So, I don't know the details.
You're an asshole. So, this guy got really, really high and he locked himself out of his house.
Right. Out?
Out of his house, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, this is where the story starts. You already know what the ending is. So, let me tell you how he gets there.
Mm.
So, he calls a locksmith. Locksmith comes over, unlocks the house. He was like, all right, I got you in the house. And he's like, cool, thanks, man. And he's like, you're not going to pay me? Like, nope. Got no money to pay you with. He's like, what the fuck? You better pay me. I'm going to call the cops. Call the cops. I don't care.
He's on
meth. He goes back inside the house, gets his car keys, and he bounces.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's outside of his house calling the cops on him, but he's so fucking high, he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He goes to the local shopping mall or center. There's a bar that he frequents there.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the bar. He asks for a drink. The bartender, he knows already this guy is like messed up. He could tell already. So he tells him, no, bro, you know, we're not going to give you anything. You don't have your wallet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all, fuck you guys. So he goes and he sits at the back of the bar like mad. And he starts taking his fucking pants off. And he starts grabbing his dick. And he starts jerking off.
At the bar?
At the back of the bar. Yeah, like in the corner of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, what the fuck? So then they call the cops on them, but they're like, oh, we already have people on the way already. We have people following them already. Uh-huh. So while they're calling the cops, because this guy that's all methed out is jerking off, uh-huh. there's already a cop on the way for the locksmith. Uh-huh. So the cop gets there. He tells him, you know, he walks in. There's this fucking naked white guy jerking off. That crazy. Uh-huh. Because he's blacked out and drugged out. And he tries to get him, and he won't let himself. He's naked, so it's a naked guy.
How do you, as a boner. Cop, how do you even deal with that?
You fucking beat the shit out of the guy, dude.
Bill club his dick,
something, right? And he's trying to fight with him, scuffle with him, and then the dispatcher. She hears that something's going on, that he's going to confront him, and he's not responding. So she keeps calling them. For some reason, wherever this bar is at, the reception's really bad. So the radios, she can't communicate with them. So the dispatcher protocol is, if you can, you send units in mass amounts. Mm-hmm. So they dispatch 15 units.
Whoa.
15 cars to that bar.
For some naked ass dude?
They didn't know. Uh-huh. So this guy's having a scuffle. Luckily, he couldn't handle the guy by himself. So 15 plus cops show up, and they run in. There's a naked guy fucking running around the bar, so, and the cop can't catch him. Yeah, with the raging boner. So that's the story that you brought up, bro. Boners and meth.
Sometimes you gotta whack it. You gotta whack it, dude.
I don't know, bro. This guy. And then there's a picture of him too.
He
looks like a dumbass. Yeah. Andrew Frey, Beaverton, Oregon.
Poor guy.
A dickhead.
Just wanted to get his whack on, dude.
Just want to get my fucking dick on. All right,
put dick down my hand for a minute.
Now I got another story. It's kind of crazy. You know this new age of like, what is it? CSI and DNA, mm-hmm. forensic bullshit DNA.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So there's this guy. I think he's from Denver or something, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes home and he gets arrested. He's at home and this cop's come down and he has a warrant for his arrest. He's been accused of raping a girl. Mm. And he's like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, raping a girl? Yeah, we have this girl's... we did a DNA rape... They did a rape kit on her and his DNA came up. And then they run it again and came up on another case. So there's two cases of him raping the girl. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like, what the fuck? This guy's like in his mid-20s.
Boy, shitting bricks, dude.
And then once he starts getting the cases, he's like, what the hell is going on? He has no idea. He's like, I haven't raped anybody. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And he ends up getting all these files and these cases. And he notices that all the dates of all the rapes, he has an alibi for all of this.
Oh, okay.
So when this rape happened, I have an alibi for that. When this rape happened, I have an alibi for that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what his alibi was?
What?
He was in Iraq.
Oh, he was a...
So while all these rapes were going down, he was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So there's no way that he raped these girls. Uh-huh. So why is he being accused of the rape?
I don't know.
Because of his DNA.
Right.
What would be your conclusion to this? If these girls are getting raped and his DNA is in these girls...
Someone stole my cum rag, so I don't know.
He's guilty, right?
Right.
But he wasn't there, though.
Hmm.
So?
I would have to think either the girl's lying or somebody's framing me.
He has a twin brother.
So
his twin brother raped these two girls.
Oh.
And they have the same DNA.
Uh-huh. Really? In sperm?
Dude, you're a twin. You have the same DNA. You're identical.
Really?
You have the same DNA.
I wow.
So he's fighting the case right now. The trial is pending. He's still in jail, I think.
Is he really?
He's gonna get out.
Yeah, I mean,
because he was in Iraq, fighting for his country while all these rapes were going down.
Listen, rape is never funny, but I can just imagine a brother just knocking on the door and asking,
"Did somebody order the rape?"
If you have a twin brother, dude, or a twin sister, and they do some shady shit, they can easily be like, wasn't me.
That's fucking insane.
It was this dumbass that looks just like me.
I think you would have to go buy alibis and shit. And
yeah.
Really.
So this guy, it's fucked up to say, but this guy's throwing his brother under the bus. But his brother deserves it, though.
Fuck him, dude. Rape is never funny to me, but...
Did somebody order the rape?
No, that's funny. All right, and on that note, we're going to go ahead and head out. But before heading out, I wanted to give a special thank you to our listeners out there on Instagram, Angel. He posts up our links. He shares us with his friends and stuff like that. And every time he does, he helps us out with the numbers. So I just wanted to give a thank you to Angel. And until next episode, for myself, Chintz, suck it easy.
Rock my own kick game, 8-figure deal, figure how I'm caught side of the clip game. Still pop ace, king shit, I'm a rosé. Black made back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, there you beating me, bitch, no date. Band to make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kissed her in the mouth, ask her how my dick tastes like. Bitch, nigga, you don't want no drama. I'm worth a couple commas, just death before the sauna. Last king, come sign up, all my shit be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot body just shit for nothing. Wet, what's up? Hot temp up, get wet up. She give me head, not neck up, to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, nigga, I don't feel no pressure. I'm dope. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes.
H on the buckle, heard man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, young niggas still thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so fuck it. Went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chains, Rolex links. New chick just to drag my mink. New car just to ride around here. Aviator crew, we flies around here. Hating on who, niggas dying around here. Bab soft boss, got insurance on the pier. Cars, rock stars, dope boys at odds. I done seen it all, but we back in these broads. Hands clap like a nigga in the stadium. $1 million chain, but I'm rocking 8 of them. I see you slipping, but don't make me pick your label up. Scotty Pippen on the dribble, I just ate him up. Another triple got me tripping like his angel dust. We just winning all the women at my table, huh? Say my name, nigga, say my name. $100 million nigga, nigga, say my name.
Dope.
Maybach music.
All my shit dope. All my shit dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. Cheap rocker. Pill popper, told her pull them things out 'cause my car topless, off topic, get on top it, wish your synopsis, so sincere in the belly, that's that nah shit, king of nothing, that gangster shit we mobbing, we taking your dollars, Creflo, no white collar, I pop pop, wish a nigga would, call Thomas, bitch I'm the bomb, call me the Unabomber, money in my game, I'm driving shit that's insane, you niggas stay in your lane, they're playing, ain't nothing changed, part of this big regime, I make your girl David Blaine, murder was the case, all the kids say that nigga T-Raw, yo. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. 'Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. All my shit dope. All my shit dope.